winning steps on a clear, cold night in mid-October 1958. Three guys took me to my first AA meeting at the Knobscot Group in Framingham, Massachusetts. They directed me to the front row and told me to sit down, shut up, and listen. For the next hour, I sat there chain-smoking one cigarette after the other, shivering and shaking, still suffering from 3 days in bed with the DTs, and listened to those guys tell their stories, stories of their experiences just like mine. Yet just about everybody at the meeting except me was clean, decently dressed, and to my amazement, they were happy, laughing, and joking. I was told the liquor was only a symptom of my problem and that the program promised spiritual progress to remove the causes and conditions that were affecting my life. As I attended a meeting every night and spent most of my days talking to other members and studying the Big Book, things in my life began to change, and I realized that I was walking down an entirely new pathway. The 12 steps became the steps I would follow in my daily walk. Although I had turned my back on God, my sponsor, a tough former Marine, led me back to the Lord and stressed the importance of cleaning up my life with steps 6 and 7 just as soon as possible. In my weakened condition, I didn't really have a lot of confidence in anything being able to do the job, but I was not only ready, but desperately willing to have God take over my life, remove the defects, and give me the direction He wanted me to go. In step 6, we are entirely ready to let God make the necessary changes. And if we sit back and let Him do His job, He will decide which defects He will remove and when. The worst defects, the ones that constitute a threat to others, have been removed by abstinence from alcohol, but need God to accomplish the final cleansing. Neediness, hunger for change, is caused by not liking or accepting our status. A look in the mirror prompted a feeling of total disgust and even hatred for the image that stared back at me. It became obvious that change was needed, and no progress would be made until a change was made to establish a positive way of life. However, in addition to change, faith was the necessary ingredient to bring about the action required for the change. At this point, I realized that prayer was essential and more than just words. It added meaning and increased awareness of my relationship with God and expressed willingness to ask for forgiveness and to do His will. Prayer need not be a stumbling block. Fancy words and a formal structure are not necessary for effective prayer. If someone is trapped in a burning building, words like, "O thou great and glorious Savior," and so forth, would mean nothing. Instead, the cry, "God help me," is all that's necessary. I found that prayer became a constant source of communication with God, occurring frequently and as often as necessary during each day. As a result, God is now my close friend, always there. Starting over requires a clean starting place, but total abstinence from alcohol is not the only thing necessary to acquire a peaceful, joyful life. Pride must be replaced by humility, and envy, gluttony, lust, covetousness, and anger must be eliminated or controlled. The most important ingredient to be acquired is humility, not meekness. We must move forward with humility embellished with determination and strength. Humility is also the principal ingredient in our search for spiritual growth. In our perspective, it is important to look beyond the obvious symptom, alcohol. But fear rises to impede our efforts to change our perspective. By eliminating fear and moving forward bravely, we change our perspective. In the Big Book, Dr. Silkworth calls it an entire psychic change. As I prayerfully worked through steps 6 and 7, I came to realize that there is no need to be under stress or fear if you can understand that God's grace is yours now, today. All that's necessary is to ask. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Asking requires humility, letting go. However, it does not mean giving up accountability. It is absolutely necessary to make amends. God's gift of grace forgives, but does not remove responsibility. Only then, after taking steps 6 and 7, are we qualified to adopt this new life and start living by a brand new set of standards. The result, a life of peace, serenity, joy, and the sure knowledge that with God's help, we can handle whatever life throws at us. However, from this point on, it is vitally important to follow the maintenance steps of 10 and 11. With a firm grip on our program at this time, we are in the important position of being able to participate in step 12. This is how we express our gratitude for what has so freely been given to us.